Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, Matt, this is Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 135. Hopefully our guests can join while we're still doing Good Cop moments, but we will have to see. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm not doing too bad. Thank you so much for asking, Grant. It's not been too bad a week. Things are getting brighter and brighter in the UK, it seems like, and the numbers are dropping faster than Liverpool defenders at the moment, so that's a good thing. And the only number that's going up is the people who own the vaccine, so... The date when I can hug my mum and hug my family again is getting closer by the day, and I couldn't be happier right now. I'm in a happy place.
I know you do get American news. I don't know if you got this one specifically. Biden's target was 100 million people in the first 100 days, which seemed ambitious. He achieved it in about 57 days, I think.
Yes.
It was. So he's well ahead of schedule.
Same
sort of thing over here.
Or Stephen Colbert, American, it's really taken off.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, even 45 came out and said that his supporters should go and get the vaccine. I'm like, there's something, he's swallowed a bit of pride there, a little bit, I think. But end
it's
of the day,
that people are on the same, sending that same message out. Yeah. While that's happening, that will help to keep people safe.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go into some Good Cop moments then.
Good! Bad!
Go listen to This Good Cop Moment, the King of Wrestling podcast, the number one source for independent wrestling. You can listen to him on all major podcast platforms. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, go give him a 5-star rating and go follow him on Twitter as well at KOWP Show. Before we start, and I should have said this really in the last segment, once again, I haven't watched a massive amount of wrestling this week. I certainly have missed a lot of podcasts. I've had to be very selective. I've probably only listened to 50% of the podcasts that dropped in my box. So there might be a few gaps in my knowledge this week, but I will do the best I can. But go ahead, talk to us about your main Good Cop moment of the week.
Okay. Just before we start, Graham, you ain't going to stop me now, okay? I'm just going to keep going, okay? Okay.
Well, I like a challenge.
Okay. Okay. Lean in, Graham. Lean in. This is... I mean, my name is Matthew James Willis. And I'm a total divas addict.
No! How long has this been going on for?
3 days.
Oh my gosh. This is... I didn't know you were going to be coming out on air like this. This is a huge shock for me.
Wednesday, I thought, well, let's see what all the fuss is about.
Thought we're going to start getting a little R-rated there for a second.
And Wednesday, so Ben, I've been working all week, guys.
Yeah.
So I have my mornings off until lunchtime. So Wednesday morning, we'll say about 8:30 in the morning, I'll put it on. Bearing in mind, I was even at work today, I'm in lunch break, I was watching it then. I'm four episodes into season two right now. I will say right now, my thoughts on the series so far. One, I am extremely sorry for my opinions on
Nia Jax?
No, not that late
Alicia
yet.
Alicia Fox?
No, I've seen her once so far from season one, and all she did was cause trouble. No.
The Bellas?
No, red hair.
Eva Marie.
Half forgot her name was on me. I take back some of what I said about Eva Marie, because now I know a lot more about her.
Yeah?
I take a lot back about what I said about her. But then again, I wasn't watching this at the time, so... But it's also nice having seen all of this take place on TV. And now I'm seeing it from the side. I'm like, huh. For example, I didn't know the whole deal about Cena Velvo. But now I knew that he took some time off for it and everything. Didn't have a story behind or nothing. It was not easy watching Bill DeMott. though. That was really hard to watch because obviously we now know what he was. Season 2, though, I'm 4 episodes in. Summer Rae can do one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought that she was a bitch on TV. I'm sorry, but she'd been there 5 minutes and she goes to Natty's home and slaps her in the face. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Goodbye. I've got to admit, I didn't want to like the show. But yeah, I'm very proud to say that I have been watching Total Divas and I've been thoroughly enjoying it.
The thing that I really did like was, and I started watching, like I say, I went back to the beginning like you did, but then when I got to the season where Mason and I started watching, it was like, oh, I remember that part. And it really is kind of like the history show for wrestling fans, kind of. But yeah, seeing some of those things behind the scenes as well, it works on multiple levels. You do get that history part of it. You do get to see some parts of stories that obviously they can't talk about on the show. And then you obviously get the reality side as well. But when you put all that together, it is. It's an engrossing show. Yeah. I have to admit, I haven't seen an episode probably in about 18 months. So I might have to let you catch up with me, and then I might have to start watching again as well.
Bearing in mind, they were supposed to be filming series last year. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The last series that ended in 2019, because obviously they weren't going to film during COVID times. Obviously, it makes sense not to. But, you know, what if things starting to slowly return to something resembling normal? I look forward to eventually getting Total Bellas. I'm not starting one when I've still got the others to get through first, okay?
Okay, you've got to tell me when you get it, because I haven't watched Total Bellas either. I might have watched part of the first season. I will definitely watch them at the same time, and then we can always talk about that in the bonus. That can be our talk in the bonus segments as well, if necessary.
One thing that I did notice, because when it starts, it's just before WrestleMania 29. When they're building up to it, it's like, it's going to be Tons of Funk versus the Bellas, and I'm like, that didn't happen at WrestleMania. And I'm thinking, like, am I misremembering it? And then I didn't misremember it, because they were bumped from a card.
Mm-hmm.
Because Triple H Lesnar went too long. The Pope and his cat could see that was going to go too long. I mean, I know the Divas weren't being given a chance, but they really weren't being given much shut time on TV at the time.
And that's got to be heartbreaking for them when it's a once-a-year event as well, and you know it's so significant. But
not only that, but Natalya's first WrestleMania match was when we were there, Graham. That was her first ever WrestleMania match.
No, are you kidding me?
No.
Wow, you could make some money off that fact. I would not have
guessed that. She was at WrestleMania 25, but she wasn't. I think she was in the Battle Royal, but she didn't have it. That's not a match. Come on, Battle Royal isn't a match.
No, I would agree.
To everybody who's ever won a Battle Royal, I'm sorry, but that is not a match. It's a cluster. It's not a match. Anyway, so yeah, the fact is that, yes, I am now a Total Divas fan, and Summer Rae can really, really do one. I have never been so pissed off. But I will say one thing as well. I'm seeing some of the male wrestlers in a different light as well now.
Sure.
I've got a problem with Jimmy Uso now, I'll tell you. I'm like, you've got to treat your girl like a queen better. Or she is going to find someone else to bump with, boo. I just actually quoted Naomi. Okay, Graham, you go.
Now, as I said at the start, I haven't watched much. So when I don't have much time, Matt, what do I normally go and watch straight away?
You're usually going to watch the top 10 highlights.
Well, that is true. But if I want to watch something, I'll go watch indie wrestling. I'm not going to be watching the WWE product, that's for sure. And that's what happened this week as well.
That's what I'm here for.
Title Match Network. I saw that it was the Independent Wrestling Expo 3 from Texas. I saw Franco Varga was on the card. I saw from the picture that Myron Reed was on the card. And I was like, all right, there's my decision made. There's my 3 hours that I'm going to spend watching the show. Franco was in the opener. I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that, because I was like, he's normally a little further into the card. Anyway, the reason he was at the start was they had a tournament. It was a flyweight tournament, or it was something similar to that. We're talking the lower weight people. God, Matt, I love the flippy wrestling. I do. Like, I know WWE is all built up on the muscles, and it's the big guys, and it's the tough, and they're 7 foot tall. I understand that. But now, as an appreciator of the wrestling art, I actually like the smaller guys. I like to see the technical wrestling, and I'm totally in for this. Besides Myron Reed as well, Trey Lamar, who I've mentioned a few times, somebody who's only been on my radar probably in the last 6 months, he was in it as well. So already we've got this eight-man tournament, and I got those two people there straight away. And I'm already looking forward for Myron Reed and Trey Lamar in the final. Didn't actually happen. I'm not going to do too many spoilers, but there was two other people who really impressed me who I've never heard of before. One of them was Will All Day, and the other one was Ninja Mac. Now, Ninja Mac is kind of a stocky guy, but he's actually got some moves on him as well. I particularly liked his match with Myron Reed. The ref came across, and you know how they do the checks on the arms, make sure there's... The ref stopped and looked, and looks under his, like, his wristband or something. There's a shooting star under there. So Myron Reed rolls out the ring because he doesn't want anything to do with that with a ninja. And then he's like, check his other arm. So he checks his other arm. Sure enough, under his arm, he's got another shooting star. Or something approximating the shooting star. It probably wasn't a real one, Matt. Calm down.
No. I'm just trying to correct you on the name of it.
Apologies. Go ahead. What is it called?
Shuriken.
Oh, I don't know that word, but I think everybody, well, obviously knew what
it's
I was
It's a shuriken. Everybody should know that word.
Of course, obviously.
I guarantee Jackson knows it.
I'll check with the kids later. Oh, on the things that everybody should know, on this week's JGB, Jackson and I discussed about, the boys like to play a game with, you name a wrestler and you have to name who their partner is. So if you said John Morrison, for example, you would say?
Melina.
No, you'd say Tyre Valkyrie, but I'm glad I picked one that you didn't know, because that makes it even funnier. The one that I said to Mason was, because they were going through everybody, and I said, oh...
Why how... Tyre Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Why?
That's his wife.
Why didn't you pick up Melina?
I don't know. All right, well, while you're working on that dilemma...
Wow. I need to catch up on some... I need to watch a little bit less ESPN, a bit more E.
So anyway, I mentioned it. We've gone through everybody, kind of done them all. And I said, oh, just out of interest then, did you do Brock Lesnar? And Mason's face went white. It went kind of pale. He's like, I have no idea. So I told him the answer, and he's like, I had no idea on that. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because Matt says everybody knows who that one is. So apparently not everybody. It could just be people in my household, possibly.
Yeah, but when's the last time he watched a bit of E, Graham?
He knows a lot. If you want to start preparing some, we can call him down sometime and you can ask him, but he's pretty good on them. The
Mason
one I was
or Jackson?
Trying Mason is good on those ones. The one I couldn't remember though was I don't think he would know anyway, Kira Hogan. That was the one I wanted to throw at him, but I cannot remember who her partner is, unfortunately. I think it's another Impact wrestler, but I just cannot remember her name, unfortunately. So anyway, let me carry on with Ninja Mac. So anyway, they do the match, and then they start the match, and then you find more shooting stars. This guy has a phenomenal corkscrew. Like, he goes up onto the top rope, the rotations, and it's more impressive to me than Ricochet. That's my kind of gold star, like, flippy guy. You can get all the twists, the turns, and that. Ninja Mac was even more impressive than that. So I found two more names I'm really interested in watching. Madman Fulton was there, who was also on Impact. He had a guy, over his shoulders and literally threw him into the ring. There's, like, a gap there, and I was like, oh, my... Some great feats of strength, some great flippy stuff, which I love to watch. No spoilers, because it literally only came out last week. If you have Title Match Network, it's definitely one that I would recommend. Every single match, Matt, had something in it that got me interested in it. And you know my attention span is really bad on things like this. I spent 3 hours last night watching that, and I loved every single minute of it.
Diamante.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
Otherwise known as... I believe it was Amber Rose in TNA.
So it's actually, I think she's on AEW now then.
She is, yes.
Okay, that's, because I was going through the Impact roster and I was like, no. And then I couldn't think of anybody
Although,
else.
Although, given how it's all one company now, they're on the same roster now. Don't get me started.
That could possibly have been one of my good cop moments as well. I did actually watch the Impact pay-per-view last week as well, but hey, it was... I much preferred this indie one, so I went with that as my main moment. All right, well, last time I said, well, as we don't have guests, I can be a little bit more liberal with the time, and then you took like 5 minutes. And even one of our followers, Chris, noticed that you don't even... is it IWGP, Chris? I always get his initials mixed up.
Yes, Chris Harris, yes.
He noted as well that, yeah, Matt doesn't even try and do it in under a minute now, so... I think perhaps I'm going to move it up to 2 minutes, if you would like 2 minutes, and we'll try that.
Nope, I'll take a minute.
A minute's good? Because I said, you already saw my comment saying there's no way I can get all my stuff in a minute, so I was trying. So you just want to do that to spite me. All right, go ahead.
You can have two, it's fine. Okay, Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin, I quote Michael Cole, the least anticipated match in SmackDown history. That made me laugh out loud when I saw that. But the main thing I want to talk about in my speed check is that capacity has been capped at 25,000 per night for WrestleMania. The Tampa Bay Times has confirmed that capacity for each night will be 25,000 spectators, and attendees will be separated by pods, and with physical distancing in place, staging will administer temperature checks and wellness screenings. Masks will be compulsory and will have free masks available, and all transactions will be paperless. WWE are doing everything they can to make sure they have fans in attendance, but are doing things properly. And it's outside, so WWE, well done. You actually seem to be following the rules. Is this Vince McMahon we're talking about here? Really?
Perfect. Now, that's interesting, because I actually thought you were going to talk about this in your bad cop moment, because I thought you were going to say that 25,000 is too high. I also read that they're going to make it mandatory that you fill in a waiver before you go in as well, saying that you understand the consequences of your action, you understand that COVID could be present, that you could possibly spread COVID, etc., and basically there's no liability on them at all. So I actually thought you might have mentioned that in your bad cop section.
No, not for me, because... 25,000 in a 90,000-seater stadium, Graham, is barely quarter full.
It is, but if you're trying to keep people distant from each other, then that's still
if they're doing pods for these people, I don't know how they work pods for it, but...
I'm curious to see what that is, yeah.
I'm very curious, but if they can figure out that we can, it'd be interesting to see what they do, and they are being very, very... very strict about the whole distancing thing. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they actually had enforcement officers there to keep people in line.
I'm sure they would have to have something. Although how you can get 25,000 people to keep a mask on if they don't want to, I don't know how that's going to happen.
Vince will find a way.
They'll probably, yeah. Somebody just said, I remember like a year ago we were talking about this. You just put the WWE logo on the mask. It's like perfect. It's free advertising.
They're giving away free masks, so this makes perfect sense. They're doing it at Disney as well, Graham. So it's just extra merchandise. That's all it is. They're killing.
Yep.
Right.
All right. You have got
2 minutes. Go.
I don't normally request a good cop moment ahead of time, but I asked specifically for this one. Warrior Wrestling Twitter account mentioned the fact that Kylie Rae is going to be returning to wrestling. I was so excited to see this. I was smiley Kylie for a moment. It was just like so good. I'm glad that... Hopefully right now, obviously we know her history as well. We know that AEW, there was an issue. There was an issue at Impact as well. But for right now, she's taken 7 months off. She's going to be returning on June 9th. Matt, do you know who her first match is against?
Fill me in.
Thunder Rosa.
Wow.
I can't wait for it.
That's
not bad. That'll be absolutely awesome. Speaking of Thunder Rosa, her match against Britt Baker was absolutely phenomenal on AEW. It is on the YouTube page if you want to go watch it for that. And Thunder Rosa's organization, Mission Pro, is also on Title Match Network tonight if you have that. And I'm going to leave it at that because they all kind of wrap up and that's all sort of linked together, and that would be a minute anyway.
Well, pretty well done, sir. Smiley Carly being back wrestling. Clearly she's at peace again, and fantastic to hear. We're both massive, massive fans of her. Long may she wrestle.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look up for some time. Perhaps we'll talk about it on our next one. The Fury Pro Wrestling event, which is now not running in Maryland. I'll have to give you a list of all the people who appeared on that card. And we only paid like $10, $15 for the tickets. It's phenomenal. Like during that intermission, I know that we talked to Kylie Rae, Shotzi Blackheart, and Lady Frost. That's just off of the top of my head. And after the thing had finished, we also talked to Sue Young as well. That's just some of the people who were there. And then I'm going to say there was the rest of the matches as well. Absolutely phenomenal. We couldn't believe. We're like, is this only 15? How is this 15? I think that's the reason they ended. It wasn't a good business model. They had so many stars and talent there that I just don't think they could justify the money that was coming in. They could only have been 25, 30 people watching it. I don't understand.
Before we move on, I just want to add in one more good cop moment, Graham, because I think it's something that needs celebrating. When you look at the, I'm not going to talk about AEW because I can't, but regardless of WWE, no, I can't because I don't watch it enough, so I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
WWE have long been, criticized, perhaps is the right word, for the lack of African Americans being in top positions in the company. Well, yeah. Looking through the champions, the amount of people who are holding championships that are of color and of very diverse backgrounds. You've got obviously Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Sasha. Matt Riddle probably the one exception to the rule, especially with the colourful stuff off there. You've also got the New Day holding the tag titles again. R-Truth holding the plastic 24/7 belt, but it's still a title. No, we're not agreeing or not. You've obviously got Asuka, who is obviously Japanese. Mm-hmm. You've got a Samoan and a half Chinese woman holding the Women's Tag Team Championships, Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon holding the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships, Io Shirai holding that title as well, and you've got Big E and Roman Reigns over on SmackDown, and you've got Dolph and Rude holding the SmackDown titles and everything back, but there's a lot of diversity right now in the championships, and that is fantastic to see. I'd be gutted if Sasha and Bianca didn't headline at least night one. I see no reason why you couldn't have them do that.
Have
each Rumble winner main event one night. It's simple. That way they get their spot. And I do believe, unless I'm very wrong, and if I am wrong, I do apologize, people. That's the first time we've had two people of color. I think that's the right term to use, fighting for the women's championship.
I think you're right.
In the same match.
Yeah.
One-on-one, anyway. Certainly a one-on-one, anyway.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's amazing. And I've got so much time for Sasha and for Bianca and for actually for most of the entire women's roster. Because they are taking opportunities that are being given to them and they are running with it. I've got a lot more appreciation for the division after watching Divas this week. Definitely.
Quick question for you as we segue into bad cop moments anyway. The team that you just talked about, the SmackDown champions, what's their team name?
I don't know. It's Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
Yeah, what's their team name?
I generally don't know.
Michael Cole had a bad cop moment. He referred to them as the top dogs, and actually it's the dirty dogs. So I thought it was a nice little transition. I was curious if they had apparently ripped him as well for getting
Michael Cole is a bad cop moment itself, usually.
But I was curious, if you didn't know them, then I'm prepared to cut him a little bit more slack then.
I wasn't aware, but that's because I have no interest in Dolph Ziggler.
Wow, I've had two facts on you this week that you didn't know. This might be... I'm making a note of the date. March 20th. All right, okay. Shall we move on to Bad Cop?
Yes, please.
Good! Bad!
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Good! Bad!
Go ahead, what's your main bad cop moment of the week?
I'm going to Impact.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why it's a bad cop moment, it needs some sitting up, okay? Impact Hardcore Justice is being booked by Tommy Dreamer.
Okay.
Now, in case you're thinking it's because it's Tommy Dreamer, it's not. It's not because of him, it's why it's my bad cop moment of the week. But it's because who in their right mind at Impact Towers, I'm guessing it's Sinclair who owns Impact, is who's putting this event on. Do you know what date it's booked for, Graham?
I do not know.
April 10th.
That's day one. That's night one of WrestleMania, I believe.
Are they insane? especially with WWE moving to Peacock, it's going to be even cheaper for people to watch WrestleMania this year, in theory.
Uh-huh.
Because both people will be because you get so much included within the deal. About you yourself said you get a much better deal now. And I mean, I don't know if it's going through Impact TV or if it's going to, if you have to pay on top of that. I don't know how it works.
That Impact Plus, I think it's 8 pay-per-views through the year and then 4 that you don't get, like the top 4 you don't get. Or you get them, but it's like 3 months later, I think, or two months later or something.
This is a bonus one. This is a bonus one. So I don't know if it counts or not towards it.
Impact Plus then, possibly. Yeah.
So if that's the case, then. I don't get this one, I'm afraid. I don't get this at all. I'm on board with the concept, but it's the timing.
Sorry, what was the start time again?
The same time WrestleMania starts.
The exact same. Okay, that's what I figured.
But... more or less, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because we were discussing this, of course, because we normally call on Saturday nights, of course, and we're going to have to be playful, shall we say, with the times first year, because obviously WrestleMania, we've never done a record for WrestleMania during WrestleMania. I did talk of a table last year during WrestleMania week night one and night two, and that was hell, just because we were reflecting and looking ahead at the same time. I'm like, it's not easy to do. We're still not quite sure how we're going to do that yet, so bad cop on us for that. But at the same time, I'm very concerned for Impact here, because they would cash in if they moved it to another night. But I also know, because you've told me today, that NXT is having a 2-day takeover, apparently.
Thursday, yeah.
Which, if that is the case, then that's going to be huge to watch. We already know one of them for that.
Hold on. That's three. There's three things that I knew that you didn't know this week. Sorry, carry on. I'm just keeping count.
Well, technically speaking, I'd heard mention about it, but I didn't know it was actually going to happen yet.
Because
so,
I asked, and you said, oh, it's just a rumour. I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. But then I heard confirmation.
It was a rumour, but thanks to our good friend RJ Krasinski, of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you, RJ, by the way. We love you dearly, mate.
Ringside Rant, check it out.
Yes, absolutely. Point making, yes.
Impact screwed, I think, was basically the...
Impact are screwed with this booking, definitely. Because, as you've been saying for months, Graham, WrestleMania, we're all watching WrestleMania anyway. It's the fact is, day after the once a year fans. If someone's got a choice between watching WrestleMania, especially at a cheaper rate thanks to Peacock, or signing up to this special thing because of it being Impact and a hardcore one-off thing, for greater respect, Tommy Dreamer and the people who pick a pick on that show, which one is going to get more people watching it? Should have done it the week after. Or week before. Yeah, this is not good for them. And that's why my back comment a week when I saw that, I was like, sorry, Tommy, this is not going to be well watched. Not live anyway.
My bad cop moment is fairly short, actually. It's in two parts. It's once again.
WrestleMania.
Once again, it's me. Now, I hadn't watched much wrestling the previous week either, and there was a couple of things that you talked about, and I got totally blindsided by them, and I had no idea what you were talking about, and I was kind of, I just kind of stayed quiet a little bit. One of them was, I'd watched every single highlights thing I could watch, those quick ones, and then I'd realized as you started talking, I hadn't watched NXT. I totally forgot to watch that one. And when you mentioned Shotzi Blackheart had won the tag team titles, I had no idea what you were talking about. So I have caught up on that. I did watch the one from last week. I have watched the one from this week just to make sure there was nothing I missed on that one. But that was certainly a bad cop moment on me. You know, I love Shotzi. To find I was gutted when you told me that, my first reaction, because I didn't want to go on air like, wee, what? And then you realize, like, he didn't know that. So I kind of stayed quiet, but I can't find out. The worst one is this, though. You were talking about candidates for the Hall of Fame. And you mentioned that certain people had talked about the fact that John Huber should be in the Hall of Fame. I think that's what you were saying, right?
Yes, and how some people were trashing his memory before. Whether or not you go in the Hall of Fame is not my decision, of course.
Of course. Now, the reason it was a problem was I know that character as, well, I'd come to know that character as Brody Lee. I'd forgotten that's what his actual name was. As you were talking, Matt, in my head, I had this image. Now, I'm hoping that my screen has just shared.
Napoleon Dynamite?
The actor's John Heder. I thought that's who you were. I thought you were saying that Napoleon Dynamite was going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. I had literally no idea what you were talking about. So you were like, do you want some more information? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. And then once you started talking about Brody Lee, I was like, oh, crap. I totally forgot that John Huber was his real name. I didn't have a good episode. I didn't have a good episode last time. I immediately was going to share it on Twitter. I was like, no, I will save that for. I will throw out my utter gaffe on the show instead. That's my bad cop moments. Me, I missed a couple of major things, and one of them I just totally flipped it around in my head and totally got it mixed up.
Okay, good.
I'm glad you recognized who Napoleon Dynamite was. I wasn't sure. It was. I don't know how popular it was in England. It was popular.
Reasonably. I've never seen it, but I know the picture, obviously.
I hated it the first time I saw it. I just didn't get it at all. And then I watched it for a second time, and I think it's hilarious now.
Hair envy?
There's a lot of quotable things in it. I think somebody said, if you went to school over here, you'd understand it better. And I can kind of, now having taught over here for much longer, I can kind of see some of those things a little bit more.
It's hair envy, isn't it, Graham?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I totally want to look like that. All right, what about your speed check, Matt? You ready?
Okay, Jordan Devlin being back on NXT TV. Yes. No. Anyone who's listened to Talk of a Table Foot and Hiatus knows myself, Mag, and Conrad's opinion about, and most of everything Twitter, in fact, about Jordan Devlin, the fact he's in on a loophole. No, I hope Escobar kicks his ass well and truly, and I hope the ladder match so he kicks his ass and bats him up real good, as it were. WWE pimping Logan Paul. I would not want to associate him with him or his brand after what he did 4 years ago. I wouldn't want to touch him with a 50-mile barge pole. Jordan Grace has not been re-signed by Impact yet. She's out of contract in May. Where's she going? And Impact, are you stupid enough to let her go? Really?
I will say Wrestling Perspectives podcast, actually, they released it either yesterday or today, their interview with Jordan. As you well know, Matt, she doesn't like doing podcasts, so this was kind of a rare thing. And yeah, she did talk. She's made it very clear that the aim has always been to get to WWE. So I think if they throw the money, and why wouldn't they, that I would be very surprised if she didn't go to WWE.
Jordan Grace versus Bianca Belair. Oh God, that's the main, that's the best main event waiting to happen. That is waiting to happen. Jordan Grace did Shotzi Blackheart on NXT. Could you imagine that? Yes, I can.
Oh yeah, oh. It's Yeah, the potential. Either way, I would be, if she went to AEW as well, I would be watching more AEW. But yeah, I would definitely be looking. But originally, if you remember, they didn't even sign into a contract. They were signing her from what we heard. It was like match to match initially. And like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, you got a chance for a huge name here. Everybody kind of knew. Even people that weren't massive on the indies knew that when Jordynne Grace was on the indies, they knew who she was and knew she was going to be the next big.
When you're getting the UK wrestling YouTube channels talking about Jordynne Grace, I'm like, bitch, yeah. Please, I've been knowing about Jordynne Grace for years. You guys are late to the party here.
Mm-hmm.
I've known how good she was for years because of MGB.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. That organization we used to go to, they had a lot of good people. Now, for my bad cop moment, I don't actually need a minute at all, Matt. You know how sometimes when they do that stylistic writing, sometimes it's kind of difficult. You're kind of reading it, you're like, what does that say? Anyway, I had one of those moments when one of the NXT wrestlers came out this week. The wrestler was actually Zoe Stark. And the bad cop moment is now I have a little earworm in my head that I can't get out. And as I can't get it out of my head, I'm going to pass it on to everybody else. And I'm hoping next time you see this wrestler, you're going to think this and it's going to bug you as well. So when Zoe Stark comes out now, I really think her music should be Zoe Stark, Zoe Stark.
No.
That's it. I'm hoping that's going to stick in your head, and I'm hoping that's going to bug you. I'm hoping the next time you see Zoe Stark, you get the Baby Shark song in your head, and then you're going to blame Bad Cop for it.
You're talking to someone who, in 2019, between WrestleMania and going to Florida, got incredibly drunk on Jaeger bombs and actually did Baby Shark. It's on Videogram somewhere. it's part of our initiation at Roundtable, so...
I think there's a clip somewhere with Jackson or Mason doing good cop shark. And Bad Cop Shark, I seem to remember.
That was Mason.
I think it was Mason. Jackson said he would do it, then he changed his mind. He said he wouldn't do it. Yeah, when I looked at the writing, it was kind of... You guys know I watch at times two on YouTube anyway, not times one. So it might just be it went quickly, and I was like, shark. And then when it came out, I was like, oh, it's Zoe Stark. And then immediately I had that stupid song come in my head, which was a terrible moment. But then I couldn't stop singing it when she was coming out. I was like, what are you doing? Stop singing. Anyway.
Good. Bad.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good. Bad.
Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Good Cop, Bad Cop's Devil's Advocate Round. This is a segment where we give each other a ridiculous statement which must be defended for 20 seconds, no matter how much we may disagree with it. And for legal reasons, we obviously do not believe necessarily in what is being said. And if we say I, we mean the person that is being asked, as if it is them saying it back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Perfect. I will give you the choice. Would you like to go first? Oh, sorry.
You can find all the rules and disclaimers at goodcopbadcop.co.uk.
Would you like to go first or second?
I will take yours second, Graham.
Oh, okay. All right. You know I always pick number one anyway, so I always go first. So okay.
I've only got one for you, Graham, this week, but I thought this is one that I want you to defend.
Okay.
I've had one for our guest who unfortunately couldn't be here, it seems like.
Yep.
But you can have that one afterwards, Graham.
Okay. I have two anyway as well, so we can trade them. That's fine.
Okay, so the first one for you, Graham, is Luchasaurus having to tell Cesar Bononi to hit the ropes was better than any storytelling I have seen in years.
Well, absolutely. We know it's a craft, so they kind of told us exactly what was going on. We don't get to see normally that behind-the-scenes thing. That's one of the things we used to love at Nova Pro. You can actually watch them practicing the moves before their matches. So you could kind of see them. And then when you watch the match later, you go, oh, that's the part they were practicing. It was really cool to see how they put it all together. We got to see it on a major show, Matt. That never happens. We got the behind-the-scenes of what was going on. So it was absolutely perfect.
And time.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the name of the wrestler. I thought it was MJF.
No, Cesar Bononi.
I thought it was MJF who was in the ring with him. Okay. Oh, dear. Oh, well, that was even worse.
That was ripped apart by so many people online.
Of course.
And the thing is, I haven't seen that since Dolph Ziggler had to point out spots to do in an Elimination Chamber match, and that was embarrassing. This was as embarrassing, but at the same time, the amount of hate that would have been thrown on Nia Jax if she'd done that is unbelievable.
Oh, did you see the message I sent to you on WhatsApp just before?
I did, and I have to say, sir, that I disagree with you.
Okay, all right, fine. We won't bring it up anymore. I will give you your devil's advocate then. Okay. With the WWE Network in the USA moving to Peacock, they should have combined their names and tried to increase their gay following with the name WWE Cock.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, when you think about it, to attract attention from other peacocks, they use the plumage, they use the big feathers in general. To his other brother, he's got a peacock outside his house almost every single day. The way you get people's attention is by flashing your cock.
That one has been, that almost got used probably months ago. I saw somebody put that out as a joke one, and I kind of saved it. And then I couldn't really think of anything for you this week, Matt. And then suddenly I saw the peacock story come up again. And I was like, oh, we never talked about that, so I can throw that in there.
Okay.
You going to do your bonus one?
Absolutely, I am, Graham.
Right, go ahead.
Eric Bischoff being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year means that the Shockmaster should go in next.
Of course, that's a legendary character. I'm hoping that's the guy that fell through the wall, or else this is going to go horribly wrong. So, of course, it's one of the most infamous entrances in wrestling. Of course, it's what happens. It's the finish. We talked about this last time, Matt. It's what happens at the end that people remember. People remember him falling through. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's whether people pay attention to it. And boy, did they pay attention.
I can say I'm very happy that Eric Bischoff's going in the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes, I would agree with that one as well. Now, this one, I don't even know if this is... I'm going to discuss with you a little bit beforehand. We know that there's certain things that wrestlers are not allowed to say. Like, you're not allowed to say belts anymore, I believe. I think you have to say championships. Is that correct?
There's certain
verbiage that you're not allowed to use anymore.
Correct.
So, certainly with this being a PG product, I think there's certain things. All right, so, with Daniel Bryan using the word die... and MVP using kill and murder on Raw, which is unusual for WWE, I fully expect a wrestler or commentator to drop an F-bomb on the first pay-per-view on Peacock.
Can be guaranteed, Graham. If one thing I've actually noticed is that Peacock has a lot of more adult programming in general. So they paid the money, so they want more adult programming. And I can see them quite easily dropping an F-bomb as soon as they see the finale of the match between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns think, like... fuck, we've got to watch a repeat with the Method Mania.
I was going to say C-bomb, and I was like, nah, we'll just go
incremental. I couldn't have done that one.
That'll be 2020.
I couldn't have done that one. I was thinking back to the ones that I've quit before, and I was thinking, like, one day I'm just going to say, nope, and just stop. But at the same time, I do enjoy doing it, so nah, not... this could be our shortest show, Graham, for months. This could be today.
Yeah, good. It'll actually be under an hour. Well, we got the bonus material. We could always add that into the regular show. I don't know. I didn't even look. I didn't look to see. Did anyone even? Probably no one even watched it. I don't know. We did our bonus material.
I watched it multiple times.
So I'll take off 5 from the count, and I'll leave. I probably watched it once as well, just to check it came through okay. So it'll probably just be me and you who watched it, but. It was a good little experiment.
To be fair, and I think it goes quite well. It works quite well with our screen presence in general, Graham. I think you're actually quite good for video stuff. Me, not so much. I mean, I'll look at my face On behalf of all of Good Cop, Bad Cop, stay safe, get the vaccine when you can. We'll be back next week with another amazing show, hopefully. We're out of here.
We are, but I just want to say one thing. I was actually using a mic this week, so Nishguy, I figured out the technology. If there's any roles available, I think I figured it out. Boom. Don't need to put a credit now.
Music is Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at Incomputer.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/bay/3.0/.